Hi, everyone. One of the paragraphs we say in the Haggadah is Avadim Hayinu. One of the lines in the paragraph of Avadim Hayinu is V'ilu lo hutzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu et avotenu mimitzrayim. Had Hashem not taken us out of Egypt, hare anu ubanenu ubnebanenu mishubadim hayinu lepar mitzrayim. Then us and our children and our grandchildren would still, today, be slaves to Paro in Egypt. Now, who thinks that's really possible, that we would still be slaves today? In the year 2023, we would be slaves to power in Egypt today. I don't even know if they have slavery in Egypt. Slavery has been abolished in a lot of the world. Would the Jewish people really still be slaves in Egypt today? How do we understand that line? Does anyone think it's really possible that we would still be slaves in Egypt? So, what's that? Maybe we would be assimilated in Egypt. Well, so one answer I heard is that word mishubadim, the source of that word is eved, that you're a servant, but the word mishubadim can have another meaning. It doesn't just mean you're a servant, it could also mean you owe it to somebody. Okay, so what does that mean? If Hashem had not taken us out of Egypt, it's not that we would be servants to Paro in Egypt today, it's that we would owe it to Paro. Meaning at some point in history, some Paro would have let us out of Egypt. Some sort of regime change or something, we would eventually have been let out of Egypt. And then who would we be thanking every year at the Seder? Some Paro would be the guy who we're praising and thanking for letting the Jewish people out of Egypt, for abolishing the Jewish slavery. But what the paragraph is really saying is that we have the amazing zchut not to just thank some Paro for letting us out of Egypt. Hashem took us out of Egypt, and because of that, every single year, we have this ability to thank Hashem for taking us out of Egypt. And that should only go to strengthen our relationship with Hashem, and that is why we say Yetziat Mitzrayim and everything in our Kiddush on Shabbos, and all the time in our Shema, it's a bedrock of our religion. The story of Yetziat Mitzrayim, it's really the basis of our relationship with Hashem. So the paragraph is really saying, if Hashem had not taken us out of Egypt, then Paro would have been the one to take us out. But thank God, Hashem took us out, and that was the spark of an entire religion and relationship with God. All right?